5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I still got my hat and the coat on, but I'm saying I'm warmed up for them from the food. The food has warmed me up. We're at Cunchins. Just had a... Well, I think you went a bit more all out today, didn't you?
I think this was the festive one. I think
it was bear food.
A lot of food. So, the raita.
Well, firstly, how many chicken things were there? It was meti chicken.
Yeah.
That grilled...
Chicken tikka.
Chicken tikka, like grilled on a skewer.
Yeah.
What we thought was butter chicken, but that was actually butter prawns.
Like prawns. King prawns.
King prawns in a butter sauce. Butter chicken sauce. Like that same one. And then there was the aloo bengan and the dal and the paneer.
Chili paneer.
And the raita.
Yep.
And the salad. Two types of naan.
Yep.
We are stuffed. But it was great.
Stuffed.
That food is the best. I'm going to say it again.
To the rafters.
That's Ikana in the belly. And we are podcast ready, people.
Let's
welcome
go.
To the Brown Road. All together. All
that.
Here.
I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's see Kana in the belly and we're podcast ready.
I didn't realise it rhymed. I got it's my inner P. Diddy coming out. There you go.
Oh.
It's just a matter of time.
You're a little smelly.
Yeah. If you saw footage of me beating up Kedge in front of a lift, right? I know, sorry, it's really wrong.
That is really wrong.
Sorry, there's a real victim of that. And I'm not mocking that.
No.
But I'm just saying, you know what that P. Diddy documentary is going to share with me when I get round to watching it, because I've seen clips of it only.
Seen it.
I know, it's just got to find the time. But tomorrow I'm going to Scotland and I'm going to be on a train 4.5 hours there. Tomorrow, 4.5 hours.
Time to watch
right, so I can watch all four episodes. But like, it just makes you kind of go, oh my God, somebody who I really did adore. I adored his music.
Yeah, yeah,
I adored his style, his chat.
We all did.
Him and Biggie together. Yeah. Oh my, it changed my life.
Mace.
Yeah, Mace as well. Mace got smart. Mace
112.
But they all bounce, Kedge. I mean, you know, we're going to talk.
We're going to talk about that. Let's not. Yeah.
Okay,
but
they all
did bounce.
Yeah.
This was just.
But I think you know,
teaser.
And as Tommy said, you know, part of like you know, all of us growing up, Diddy was a big deal.
Yeah.
If you ask me, you know, when they say who would you want to have a like dinner with, three people around the table, he'd probably be one of
them. If you remember, all the kind of celebrity,
he'd just have a glass mirror between you and him now.
Yeah, a dinner with him,
yeah.
A studio session with him. That was always a thing that people wanted to party with Diddy.
Yeah, David Beckham paid that much money. Do you remember for
Rooney?
That
it was Rooney.
Rooney, Rooney, yeah.
I bet he had some fun, Rooney. But Wayne back then would have had a lot of fun. Anyway, but we're not talking about Wayne Rooney. Can we talk about another football star?
Yeah, let's talk about. There's only one football star we need to talk about this week on the podcast. Lionel Messi.
Lionel Messi
on the GOAT tour.
Masala Messi.
He was on the GOAT tour.
Masala Messi.
Is that what they're calling it?
He was on the GOAT tour in India.
The GOAT tour is Lionel Messi's world tour.
Yeah.
And he was hitting four cities in India this week.
Why is it called the GOAT Tour?
Greatest of all time.
What do you mean? Well, you should go around eating goats.
You are the greatest of all time.
Brilliant. Right.
The Bakri Tour.
The Bakri Tour, yeah.
He is.
No, I don't think you can give him that tag. The greatest of all time.
Saj.
I wouldn't say... No.
Saj.
Why can't you?
No. No.
Bro, I think you can.
No,
Saj.
Saj,
this is why are we even starting this now?
No. I think he's phenomenal. Probably is the best footballer. I don't think you give him that tag.
Wow.
I don't know though, Satch. Generally, I don't know as much about football. You can probably analyse his gameplay any way you like him.
Because now you're, when you're saying greatest of all time, then you're saying of all time. What, you're telling me there's no, might not be no one better?
No Pele, no Ronaldo, no Maradona.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh.
Come on, bruv.
Okay, this is a debate for another. This is another
no,
show.
And obviously this whole GOAT phrase, you know.
It's banned about very loosely.
And especially in India, I'd say as well.
Yeah,
everyone's a goat there.
Everyone is goat.
Everyone's goat.
Maybe he's more gosht, which is
Messi gosht.
Greatest
Messi gosht. Oh, Messi gosht.
Messi gosht.
His time. Messi gosht.
Not Messi gosht.
Yeah.
Messi gosht.
It goes. Anyway, he's on a tour. He went on a tour of India, but it kicked off. You might have seen all this.
He kicked off in Hyderabad.
No, Kolkata.
Kolkata. Yeah.
I'm going Kolkata rather than Kolkata.
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 Yeah. How would you say?
It's spelled K-O-L-K now. Ball. So it's Kolkata. Ball.
Yeah. Kolkata. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it kicked off because everybody went to see Lionel Messi as part of this GOAT tour.
Yep.
So it was a chance for the average public to go and see him in a stadium.
Well, there you go. There, firstly, is my first question. Because as I'm reading all the articles, I'm seeing all the footage, and there were riots and people were ripping up the stadium.
For me,
fans were angry.
For me, what was the expectation?
Right. So,
because I think we need to get to the bottom of that.
Okay, so let me start with the problem. And Tej, I'm hoping you can tell us the expectation.
Yeah, I know.
Because the problem the story breaks and the story says fans are in uproar.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get to see Messi.
Yeah.
Or they didn't get to meet Messi.
Not me, it was to see. It was to see.
On his world tour.
Yeah.
And I'm going, well he's on a tour, so you might not catch him. Yeah. But I thought, oh, okay, it's a tour in a stadium.
Yeah.
What do you mean they didn't get to see him? He would have been on the pitch.
Yeah, well, firstly, he was surrounded by a lot of people and Bollywood celebrities, so-called Bollywood celebrities and all of this kind of stuff and influencers and all that. So these guys, the paying public were quite far away in the stands.
Yeah.
And so it was difficult to see him, and they didn't really set up anything so that you could be paraded. You know, like I would have thought, in my head, I would have thought he would have walked the perimeter of the fences. Do you know what I mean? So everyone gets a chance and, you know, you could do that. But he was... So imagine, you're like, you got one person in the middle of the pitch and you're all the way over there.
Yeah.
And if it's not a game, then what are you really seeing? Mm. And then on top of that, you're surrounded by security guards, this, that and the other, Bollywood celebrities, ministers and all of that.
Yeah. Mm.
So they started kicking off because they were like, well, hold a minute. Because they spent up to almost £1,000 a ticket.
Rupees. No, it was about £130, £150.
Yeah, £130. Yeah. I thought people would have paid £1,000.
People paid £1,800 or whatever, £2,000. People probably did pay £1,000.
But they were very angry that nothing happened. And then, I mean,
what were you expecting?
There you go. So what was the expectation? What was the show supposed to be?
I think maybe they were expecting maybe Messi to do a bit of ball juggling. I'm thinking they may, I really think that they wanted him to walk around.
What about this?
No, I thought he was going to do a little number, like, you know, like a little Bollywood.
I see. Yeah.
Medley.
Some sort of Messi Tumka. But I thought they would have got him to at least walk around the edge of the outside.
Yeah. Like Ranveer Singh does. When Ranveer Singh...
Oh, right, on a cricket pitch.
When he comes to the cricket pitch, he walks around all the outside.
Yeah, it's like at the end of the game when the players walk around the side to thank their fans.
Yeah.
I thought at least if you get that, you get a decent shot of it. But instead, the thing for me, and I really feel like I need to apologise on behalf of India for this. Yeah, because someone has to. And firstly, I get upset when all of these kind of videos start circulating and it puts India in a bad light.
Yeah, just to point out, there were people ripping out the stadium, ripping up the chairs.
Yeah.
There was
chucking chairs.
I saw somebody throwing
at the police who were just doing their job.
I saw somebody stealing the carpet.
Yeah. Someone stole carpet. Someone stole plant pots.
Yeah.
I saw the plant pots. He's like, well, if I lost out my money, I'm taking something.
And then this, all of this just makes India look even bad, right? Even worse.
Yeah.
But the thing is, right? I want to apologise, actually, to on behalf of India, because...
To who?
To everybody and the world, right? And to Messi as well, maybe as well. Because firstly...
He's listening.
Did you see that kick around yet? With another person?
No.
With another player.
I mean, look, we're not going to get into that because...
No, we are going to get into
that. No. We've clearly established...
Who was that guy?
There's 1.4 however many billion people and we can't find one 11 brothers that can kick a ball.
Yeah, but who was that guy first?
Oh, yeah, he was some minister or something. CM. Minister.
He was a minister. His name is Revant Reddy. More like Revade Reddy, right? Which means leave it out. Because he was the chief minister of Hyderabad. The guy...
What's his name?
Revant Reddy.
Reverend. Raymond.
Not Raymond.
Revant.
Reverend.
Reverend. Revant Reddy.
This guy...
Out of all the people... that for? I'm Indian.
Out of all the people in India, what Sad says, out of all the people in India, they picked him to do the passing with Messi, which not one pass went to Messi.
Yeah.
They all went wide. He couldn't control it. He just looked like some lullu who was just running around, didn't even know what to do. And again, we missed this opportunity. I'm not saying that Ranveer Singh should have had that opportunity.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at this point in time, I hope Ranveer Singh had that opportunity. Yeah. The one time that I didn't want to see him, I wanted to see him.
And so I was like, we could have had some up-and-coming talent, some female footballers, something out of India who could have had that opportunity, right?
Yep.
And actually, there was another bit where they got some girls to play with Suarez, because Suarez was there, Luis Suarez, there was another footballer there.
Nutsed him.
Yeah, and they nutsed him. Yeah. And the women did really well playing football against the guys.
Well,
and
that's what you want. You want to see someone.
And just show a bit of progression as well. So so for me, I thought, I feel like we've got to apologise because we are better in India at doing
things. No, we're not. Who's better?
And then, did
show
you
me where Ajay
Devgan and Tiger Shroff were there, right? Why do Bollywood stars have to meet him? So Ajay Devgan and Jackie Shroff there, they're getting booed.
Yeah, good.
Bollywood, our own fans were booing the Bollywood stars because they were getting a shawl put around their neck and they were hogging the press. What's Ajay Devgan got to do with Messi? What's Tiger Shroff got to do with Messi? Tiger Shroff, you carry on building your body, keep pumping that iron, but you've got nothing to do with football.
But you know what? You're exactly
and
that.
And then this is what gets me so angry because India looks like an absolute... dump, and that we can't organise anything. Yeah. No, I'm saying it. Zach. You don't have to zip him out. Yeah. I mean, it looked like absolutely.
What's that red dot on his head from KD4? Who's that guy on the roof opposite the guy?
No, I'm sorry, but it just looks. Why is it? And then we keep saying this. Why is it when we come to try and organise anything, we just
can't organise a piss up in the brewery.
Boss.
Can't organise a mess up in a stadium. A mess in a stadium.
Yeah.
It was a mess up. Completely.
It was a complete mess up. And I feel like we've got to apologise. Because, you know, I thought it was such a brilliant thing that Messi even agreed to come to India.
No. That, to start with, that went over my... For what reason was he there? was he promoting the World Cup? What was he there for?
I think he was there because...
No, it's his world tour. It's his Meet the Fans.
It's Meet the Fans tour. He's coming to the end of his career.
No.
People in India are mad for him. 60,000
Yeah, people in India are mad for him. That's the thing. Messi, Ronaldo. Yeah. They're mad for him.
But what was he there for? Like, if he had the TV show coming out, he's there to promote it.
No,
I think
it was good that he was there to maybe inspire the next generation of people and all of that. You know, football is a big thing. And, you know, to see, when you see...
Clearly not in India.
When you see your idols and all of that, you know, it could be that inspiration that leads you to, oh, I want to be a footballer.
Regardless of all of this stuff that we're talking about, why are these guys... honestly, behaving like animals. Because you can't be doing it. Regardless of what happened.
I'm not saying it's right.
But it was right.
Indians are like the French.
It was wrong.
What they did was wrong.
What happened at the show was wrong. What they did was... Yeah, but kids, you can't do that. That's behaving like animals.
No, what happened at the show was crap.
Of course.
Right? What they did
was wrong. Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
It was a crap show.
Yeah.
And it's... And
but you don't behave like that, do you?
And it's ripping off people for the tickets. You're right.
You don't behave like that.
And you know, but...
No, I know.
I'm going to add to it.
Would you rip off a chair cage?
No.
You couldn't.
I wouldn't have the strength to, but the thing is...
I'm really angry. I just can't be bothered to carry anything on the way home as well. I've seen this over the years, sadly, across a lot of Asian, Desi, South Asian, South Indian formats. So like concerts.
Like the Madhuri Dixit thing recently.
Right, Madhuri Dixit. Right, bingo. That, and also even when like concerts I've been hosting and I'm like, let's say two or three artists all come out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, the three of you haven't worked out what you're doing
what
together.
Doing? Yeah.
You're literally coming out of it.
What's the point of it? Go back to the thing. What's the point of it? What are you trying to achieve?
Whereas, okay, let's just say the Arijit thing with Ed Sheeran, right? They plan that out.
Yeah.
You know, they're meticulous.
Yeah, but that's because Ed Sheeran's involved.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden, I mean, it annoyed me. And I felt the need to apologise. Arijit Singh, when he overran his concert and midway through his song, the song Power turns off and the fireworks start going out at top of the stadium.
Yeah, correct.
Well, because Levy goes, forget that. Let's get the brown people out.
Well, no, but there's a curfew time.
Curfew, mate.
Exactly. So those kind of things, you're going to go, come
Oasis.
on.
Oasis finished every single concert on their world tour on time.
Yeah, I can believe it because that's professional. And also, they probably just think, this is a gig. We're going to do the gig. Give the people their money's worth. Yeah.
Just do it properly, innit?
I think it's disrespectful. I think all of that lack of thought. Agree. They think, and also think that's enough.
And back to what... What was, like, surely Messi's lot have to be involved in this as well. Yeah. Well, what's the point?
Bro,
what
you get to India, you know how it is. It doesn't matter how involved you are, nothing is going to work there.
No, but you're Lionel Messi. The GOAT, apparently.
He's getting the money. The check's cleared. The management there. But I saw one main Desi Banda around him who was clearly the orchestra. Yeah. Like, he was like, his arms are moving around, like, you back this back. Yeah. You know, he was the one vocally.
Yeah, there's always one, yeah, you know, moving the arms.
I don't know if you got that cousin at your wedding, you know, when it's photos time and they were like, you need someone with the photographer who's going to go, okay, yeah, you, yeah. Forward, okay, bus, these yeah. family, that, you yeah. know, that one. You got an auntie that does
yeah.
that?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you mind me asking what her name is?
No, let's not go there.
Okay, fine. I just wondered, like, because I thought she had a characteristic name.
No.
But it's like, it's for me,
Sheila
like
auntie.
Yeah, it's,
yeah,
it's
Sheila auntie.
It's like a Buckshaw.
You know, like
a Buckshaw. I'm trying to think of a crass, like, I don't know. Like,
what's the Punjabi one? What's the Punjabi equivalent name?
Yeah, I see. I'll be honest. I don't want to say it because it's too close auntie. To the name. Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I bowled out. I was trying to change the name.
Yeah.
But
Sheila Andy.
Yeah.
Sheila Andy.
Yeah. We'll
Let's go
with that.
Sheila Andy. Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have Sheilas in our family. Yeah. That's fine.
Because they always have a funky name.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, you know yeah, what? Yeah. We've only got one Sheila. Actually, it's Silla, but comes from Sheila.
Right.
In our family.
Right.
Gujarati. Married to one of my cousins.
Absolutely.
There you go. Sheila Ben. Crossover. Yep. And can I say this? Sorry.
Go on.
I think I can say this is a big up for Silla Patel,
yeah.
Who's listening right now, probably in Canada.
Yeah, go on, CP.
She, out of all of the aunties, she's the only one, because you know, I've always said this about your lot.
Yeah.
She can still, like, you know, when she's dancing, squat down low. Okay. Our Punjabi legs jeans can't hack it. Those veggie jeans, they like you. Look how flexible you are, Gage, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They last the test of time. So Silla is the only one who's still got it with the move.
Flexi Silla.
She's my cousin's wife, right?
Okay. Okay. No, please. You flexing Silla.
Yeah, he's actually flexing it. Yeah. Anybody else flexing it in the world, apart from Messi?
Well, the other big flex over the weekend was Nitin Kumar, the darts player, who was from India, and he's the first time...
Is he from India?
Yeah.
Well, he
lives in UAE.
Oh, okay.
But he's Indian. So it's the first time an Indian has ever won at Ali Pali. Because he's been around.
He won as well.
Yeah, he won.
I saw him.
It was a big deal. Yeah, I mean, I don't follow the darts. Nothing about him, but that video of him
going
popped
through.
Up all over the socials.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it went crazy in India. They went crazy for that in India as well.
They went crazy
in UAE as well because UAE have kind of claimed him as well.
Okay,
so where's he from?
India.
Well, he's Indian,
but he represents
India. His nationality is Indian, but he lives in Dubai.
And as we now know,
like, how are you going to be said
from watching Matchroom? we know from watching
British,
Matchroom,
mate. British
that the darts is bigger than the boxing.
Yeah, yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
So there we go. So yeah. he's our Luke Littler.
He's our little mate.
Guys,
no, he's not a
unit.
No, he's a proper
unit.
Kumar.
Yeah, he's a big man.
Unit.
He's a unit. But I think that steadily puts him in a good place. I think he might, you know, go decent. I think you have to be a bit of a unit when you do darts.
Yeah, you got it. Well,
I can never see brown people playing darts like that.
Well,
brown people love darts. I'm surprised.
I know, but it's just like we just mess around with it, isn't it? No one's taking it seriously. Like,
but I don't know, in the
NK.
In the pubs in the 70s and 80s,
yeah.
You know, darts would have gone down a treat amongst, you know, our dad's generations.
Because it does fit in with that Asian culture of just drinking,
have a beer,
yeah.
And also, they like
the lads.
And I'd say this.
Then why are they a British Asian one then? Where's the British Asian dart?
Don't start that. Don't.
I'm just saying, and I get it. No, there was a lot of brown folks in pubs playing. There might be playing darts, and you know, from back in the day.
No, we've mentioned this in the past. I think a couple of people did say they got in touch saying that there are certain people at certain levels that we've got, but not at the Ali Pali level yet.
How did this guy get through? Like, you know,
because you have to try and qualify and everything like that.
Where did he come from? I've never heard of the game.
No, he's been there. He's been there for years.
Came on a boat, Satch. Is that what you're trying to say, Satch?
No, yeah. I'm just saying.
How did he get through immigration?
How did he just...
You have to qualify over the
yesterday,
year.
Yesterday, I didn't know who Nitin Kumar was. Yeah. Today, he won the game at Ali.
There we go.
It was a bit unexpected.
It's a bit like the chess champion guy. Remember when he suddenly came out of the blue and he beat Magnussen.
Yeah.
That's world's strongest man.
Yeah, but you know, whatever his name was.
One of the strongest female chess players is from India as well. She's like 9 or 10. She's become one of the big grandmasters or whatever. Wow. She's like 9 or 10. She's killing it as well. So look out for her in the world of chess.
So it's a little moment of pride.
Yeah, exactly. A little moment of pride, and then you've got Trump suing the BBC.
Oh, look, you know what? As somebody, listen, everybody knows anyway, so I'm going to just say, I've had my little legal wranglings, you know, so...
Does that mean that they can still ask you for some money to contribute to the 10 billion?
No, I'm done now. We're
can you imagine if they said Tommy Leck?
Officially,
can you just help us out a little bit?
You asked three bills.
We've all made up. So me and the BBC have shook hands.
Yeah.
So there's no bar, there's no nothing. Right. Everyone's friends.
Right.
Right.
But
so will you be contributing
But they won't let me anywhere near being on radio.
But will you be contributing to the 10 billion? Will you be contributing to the 10 billion that they owe?
Friends
with
benefits.
That's how much they're being sued for.
Yeah, 10 billion.
So there are two counts, just so you know, because there's basically he's doing account for saying for defamation of character.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he said, and that defamation was so bad, Trump, what you said about him by editing the speech that way.
Hey!
Oh, pizza, sorry. Oh, look at that. Oh, what, you've gone all out with the food today. We did say Pete's here, who's the owner of the restaurant. He's just brought over a lovely bit of carrot cake. Which we love. 7 years. For us. Okay. And we've got a little present for you as well, Pete.
Look at that.
We're going to take a little cake break.
Yeah.
We've never done this because Pete's brought over a cake. So we're going to pause. And when you next hear our voices, it'll be post cake. It's like he's got the knife now. Let's go.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, lovely.
That
lovely.
There's
a lovely
beauty.
Bit of carrot cake.
He remembered we love a carrot cake and it is banging.
Very sweet. And
very nice.
And it's just official now. Seven years. There you go. And thank you for letting us live in Gunjan's restaurant all this year long. But
been here a year.
Yeah, been here a year.
Wow.
And that only just makes me feel like, A, time flies. B, make the most of it. And C, oh my God, I can't believe we've all been living as a family, four of us in one bedroom for over a year.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, can I quickly just say this? In my, Kedge, I think you'll appreciate this.
Go on.
In my attempt to be present.
Yeah.
In my attempt to be content.
Yep.
In my attempt to realise that it's not things that make you happy, it's actually moments. You know, I've gone, always for me, the best times are the old times.
Yeah.
They are, right?
Yep.
Every part of my history, that was great on the radio.
Yep. Yep.
That was great playing on the street in East Ham growing up. That was great when we were at that school. You know, they're all great.
Mm.
So surely I'm going to look back on this and go, those are the times.
That's it.
When my kids were all in one bedroom with me.
Yeah.
And those times are going to go.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing up to putter business. They're already getting up to putter business already. But they're going to have
more. What business?
Putter. Inside out business.
Pleasure versus happiness.
Putter is like the wrong way around. If you said you put your top on inside out, how would you say inside out?
Undo.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Yeah. Undo, like you've undone it.
Yeah.
Undo.
Putter. The wrong way around.
Like you put it, but you put tar.
Put tar. Okay.
Anyway, so the other way around. So yeah, they're all up to us. But I'm trying to enjoy the now. I'm trying to enjoy this moment we're all together. But anyway,
that's happiness. Because happiness you can only experience with people.
Yeah.
Pleasure you can buy. And you experience it on your own.
Oh, I thought you just made it dirty.
No. Yeah. You made it dirty.
Pleasure you can buy. You can do it on your own.
He's been watching that Diddy documentary too closely.
I have. But can I just, on the BBC thing as well, the BBC have said that they might be getting rid of the licence fee and they're going to charge people to watch their programme. So it'll be like on a behind a paywall kind of thing. So that's going to be interesting. I'm glad we don't have to pay the licence fee charge.
Bro, they've been talking about that for years.
But this country is absolutely doing it. I just got a letter from the transport people.
What? But then what about EastEnders? We've got to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the big shows you're going to have to pay for. Strictly, I'm guessing, Traitors, I'm guessing, you know, the
how
big
much?
Shows. I don't know. That's probably
£2.50 for the week.
But they're going to need to start charging a lot because if they get sued for $10 billion, that's Trump saying, because he's saying there's an account in Florida that's caused defamation to his character.
Yeah,
that's what I was saying, and it's affected his brand. Mm. He said it's affected his brand, and which will affect his business and his future businesses.
Mm. Yep.
All of it has caused that kind of damage that it is to the tune of $5 billion.
Ten.
No, for each count.
Oh, for each count. For each count. Yeah.
So
doubled up.
So it's a 10 million. So he's going, these two things, that's how much it's going to be. And he's going to go for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said, he goes, I don't want to apologize.
So what?
I want money.
I want to just say this, right? Because obviously...
They might bring us back then.
Yeah, no, yeah, you know what?
We'll raise some money for them.
Trust me, they're like, right, we now need the numbers back.
We need ratings now, so let's bring the real people in.
In my head, because I can picture the lawyers, obviously I sat opposite, because I can picture the way they put their arguments across, right? Yeah. And I'm thinking, so, because obviously with me, I'm going to quickly say this, right? They brought me back pretty much straight away.
Mm, yeah.
I went on to Radio 2. I did some other stuff for the BBC, but just not on the Asian network. Mm. But then I was sort of arguing, you know, there's a lot of damage done to you know, carry it here, and I can't get other work, and everyone thinks this, and it's not true, and la la la, this was wrong, whatever. So, but they will sort of appease you in one respect. Kind of go, look, there's no bar. You can come into the BBC anytime.
Mm.
And if there's a job that comes up for you, you can have it.
Yeah.
But if it comes up, obviously, it's never going to come up.
No.
And that's how they get you.
Yeah.
But with Trump, they're not going to be able to get away with that.
No.
Right? So, but what's funny is they've apologized to Trump.
He don't want it, though.
Hold a minute. But by apologizing, you're saying, okay, we're sorry we did that.
You're guilty.
So now he's going, all right, I'm going to see you. They're going, no, there's no claim. Yeah. There's no claim to your case.
Well, you just apologized.
You just apologized. Why'd you apologize?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, have they just shot themselves in the foot?
Wow.
So I'll be interested to see how this one rolls out. And I'm looking forward to 50 Cent doing the documentary about it. You know, like, yo, 50 is the one right now.
50 is the one. Like,
you don't ever tell 50 Cent anything.
No. 50 Cent's doing a documentary about BBC Asian Network.
Exactly.
You need to be mates with that guy. Don't ever be at
enemy
with that.
No. Yeah, 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 yeah. But I got a letter through the post basically telling me
reform.
No, I thought it was maybe a reform. I got one from the Transport of London saying
not for me. However,
Bushy face.
This guy
is Bushy.
Transport of London saying that because you are the registered holder of an electric car, here is the latest rundown of your charges. I thought I got done for congestion charge or anything, but basically explaining that, and I've read it very quickly because I just got it, you know, as I was leaving this for tonight. But it was, I'm going to start getting electric cars are going to get charged now.
Shame.
25% less than what normal cars get done to go into the congestion charge. And they said by 2030, this discount will disappear or something like that.
Oh.
I'm like, well, this country is absolutely doing us, isn't it?
It's wherever they can,
they're absolutely squeezing us out of money.
Yeah.
Everything is increasing. It's just nuts.
Yep.
Tell you about increasing. I mean, I feel with this Christmas for sure. I mean, you know, I say every year I only buy presents for my nieces and nephews.
A lot of nieces and nephews.
Yeah, there's quite a few of them. Yeah. And it's cool. Like, I don't mind. I think the eldest one's like 13 or 14.
Santa Satch.
And I still get them. It's fine. It's cool. They're kids. But I remember when I started buying presents, like... Mm. £10, £12. You could get, like, you know, decent stuff.
Yeah.
And now you're like 25, 30 quid a kid.
Yeah, it's.
Do you know, like, it's not. It's
25, 30. And even then, 25, 30 is not that great.
It's not that great.
No,
I mean, I did a little Black Friday maneuver because you have to.
It's all about the Black Friday.
But, like, it just, you know, I was thinking about it the other day and I was just like, I remember the days when, like, you know, it was less than 100 quid. All the kids done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's like, boy.
No, you're right. And you go to the shops as well. And even the gaming. Before, for us, a generation ago, getting a game for your console was amazing, right?
Yeah.
The latest
game. How much is a game nowadays?
Well, it's irrelevant.
Do you know how much FIFA was? 60 quid. That's for the basic.
Because
the kids don't want that. Kids, I want that basic level.
What's basic level? There's only one level.
No, because all this online stuff, you get all the cards with it and all of this kind. But basically, they've just lowered FIFA now to the lowest price since Black Friday. And it's now gone down to 35 quid.
Yeah.
Off price.
But that's because it's already been out for 3 months.
But the one that's got all the kind of limited edition, whatever.
Yeah, extra cards belt, and everything.
That's a £100 game.
Yeah,
£100 game. But
has it got Messi in India? In it.
yeah, you can be the player. You can rip a chair out and take home a carpet, and then you, can complete the level.
I would definitely get that game.
Imagine
exactly,
that one.
Imagination. Yeah. Other,
and then you can kick the football at Ajay Devgan or something like that.
Tiger Shroff's in the game.
Yeah, really. Tiger Shroff. Yeah, while he's doing his press up, you
jump
onto Cardinal's
shoulders as she carries you out. Yeah, as a set of victory parade. But it's but no, that's one thing. But now the Roblox and Minecrafts and all of those games, you pay for it.
Well, they're free, then it's a bit after.
Bro, my kids are every 2 weeks.
Tokens.
I need £20. I need £10. This. I need
£20.
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah, Roblox. I think they, for Robux.
And then I'll hear, oh, someone stole all my brain rots. Someone stole all my this, that, these. And I'm like, what does that mean?
He goes, you better go steal them back.
Does that mean they've stolen my stuff? No, Dad, they've stolen my stuff. I go, yeah, but you know, I bought that.
They steal from you, they steal from me.
I bought you that digital, this, digital, that. And it's just crazy. So the games keep getting you.
But hold on. They stop. So now they're stealing in games.
Bro, a full. It's like that was part of the game.
It's kind of like you're betting money, stuff. Or like, you know, you every time you play, you're entering, like, you know, to pay some money, your tokens.
You can steal people's stuff.
No, it's like winning. It's like winning.
Whatever their items and whatever.
Bro, you need to get your kids off these games.
I said that.
That's just gaming now. That's just like that.
Stealing in real life.
I tell you something interesting about gaming that I was chatting to when I met the guy who created Grand Theft Auto, right. And he said gaming when we grew up, right, was a very communal thing. We'd all play together.
Yeah.
So we would all sit around your friend's house, and that's when you would play. You'd share the controller.
Yeah. GoldenEye, four player.
Yeah, four player. And also, you couldn't save, so you had to keep going, and then you die, and then you have to start again. So after a while, you get bored. And you go, oh, well, I can't bother to do, you know, all 78 levels again.
Then we had memory cards. You know, you start in.
But before that, and that's why we became hard as nails. Because we learn about never giving up and we keep going. Mm. And we keep going because we didn't know about the save. Yeah. Or we didn't know about, let's continue from this level afterwards. So we keep going again. And also improved our memory because we had to remember all the levels and everything.
Yeah. Jump there, duck there.
Gaming has become very isolated because everyone's stuck in their own room. Right, you're chatting to people via the internet, and you can save. You can save your progress. So therefore, you're not having to keep to remember all the levels. It's become a very easy way of playing, and so therefore, it's not testing you. And the kids are becoming weaker and lazier.
Sounds like they've even taken the fun out of gaming.
Well, taking
the fun out of gaming.
Well, they made it individual. They made it an individual thing rather than all sitting around together. But that's everything. Oh, anyway. There were some individuals that I came across this week on my travels on the tube. This is not train travel. This is tube travel, underground. Ooh. Which one shall I start with? I'll start with one from earlier this week.
Yeah.
Because...
How many incidents were there?
There was two separate incidents. Wow. So my wife and I are sat on the train.
Right.
And she actually spotted it.
Mm.
The guy opposite us, it wasn't that many people on the train and it wasn't even that late.
What line?
Central line.
Right. So you're sitting opposite each other.
No, we're sitting next to each other.
No, but as in like...
Opposite the guy.
Opposite, yeah.
Yeah, so the guy who's sitting opposite us gets up, walks off to the doors to wait for the doors.
Yeah.
A guy we obviously don't know. And I'm just going to say, so you can picture it. I need to do this so for the visualisation.
Yeah, it's always better.
It was a neat-looking Gora guy, right? Neat-looking white guy.
Yeah.
So like nothing dodgy, nothing drunk, even though it was kind of late-ish, about smart. 10 o'clock. But he had jeans at the top or whatever. Just like a regular degular, right?
Yeah.
And... My wife.
Give him a name.
Gavin.
Okay.
Oh. Right?
Yeah, now I can picture it.
Gavin. No, floppy sort of hair. Okay. So, Sidda.
Floppy Gavin.
Yeah.
Right? So riddle me this, brown loaders. What was going on here?
Go on.
My wife nudges me.
Yeah.
And does a like a Della thing, like with her eyes.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Yeah.
Opens her eyes.
Nearly a bit Della.
And I went, well, she went, look what he's dropped. Look what he's dropped.
Oh. Yeah.
Look what he's dropped.
What's he
dropped? He's dropped his packet of weed.
Nope.
Money.
What did he drop?
He's dropped his AirPods.
Nope.
He's dropped his tissue.
Nope.
It's saying dirty.
Wow.
Handkerchief.
Is it dirty? It's dirty only if you think wearing protection is dirty.
Condom.
Oh, he dropped those.
He dropped a condom.
Oh.
However, it wasn't in the packet.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was perfectly rolled up, so it hadn't been used. But it's not in the packet.
Oh,
that's weird.
So it lands on the floor, and my wife goes, "Look what he's dropped."
That's
I went, "Oh god!" And I laughed.
You must have done a good examination to know that it was not.
No, bruv, it was like a meter away from us. We're at the end. I like to sit at the end. I like to sit where that glass little bit is, right?
Yeah.
And I looked down.
The condom was on the end.
And I laughed to think, ha, busted. But then it was my wife that went, "Why is it not in a packet?"
Yeah.
And I went,
"That's weird."
And then we just looked at each other and went,
"Get out of the way." Why is it out of a packet?
Why is it? Okay, so now.
What is that?
Then he sees it. Quinny goes out and picks it up. As he picks it up, I know the next thing he's going to do is look around the carriage.
Yeah.
So I look away. Like, you know, thinking, I don't want to.
You should
have said surprising. Tommy, I thought Tommy would have said something.
No, because it...
You could have gone...
Because now it was like, it's going into sort of disgusting territory. Like, why is it out of the
package? And why has he picked it up now?
And why is it somewhere where it can drop out? Like, why is it...
And did he use that?
Is it used, or was he about to use it? Did he?
But why would you? Why would it be unwrapped on the tube?
Also, there would be. It would be moist.
What? No, it wasn't. It wasn't used.
But then it would be drying out.
Yeah, oh God, see, that's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Anyway, that was first thing. And I was like, oh my God, London.
Answers on a postcard. If anyone knows the answer to that one, let us know.
Yeah, like, that what is could dirt.
I'm gonna just go there. I think he was a dirty old boy, old Gavin. And I think Gavin was gonna basically wear it out and about somewhere. I think
down Oxford Street.
Yeah, just have it. I think he wanted not for insulation.
That's
or warmth.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Maybe they were going on a stag do or something, and he was going to use it for.
Or maybe blow it up.
Yeah, blow it up.
He still left it in the packet. He didn't have it.
Yeah, isn't it?
I don't know.
Weird.
And
are you sure it was that?
The fact that he dove down and picked it up, 100%.
Okay.
Ask my wife when you see it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
the fact that he dove down, picked it up, and walked, and like went, got it. Yeah. It was his. It wasn't like, oh, who's put that in my pocket?
Yeah.
Or where's that come from?
Yeah. Right.
It was like, oh yeah, shit, there is.
Oh.
You know what I mean, what should he have done then?
No.
Oh, you got to just keep walking.
No, you just got to go, innit?
Yeah, but the fact he's obviously picked up thinking, yeah, maybe he still wants it.
Was that his last one?
I don't know. Anyway.
Time's hard, because he lives.
That was the first thing I saw, but the next one was today.
Yeah,
and I'm so coming back from Manchester. I went to Manchester for a host an event yesterday when I saw the Man U game. That was great.
Yeah,
we were against Bournemouth, and then coming back today, I was on the tube, and I was on the Central Line again.
Yeah,
and it's like a good.
It's all happening on the Central.
It's
line.
It's all happening on the yeah. Central yeah. Line.
Avoid the Central Line if you're on the Central Line.
So I'm there, and train's quite busy.
I hate that line.
Yeah, everyone's shopping. Because it's near, I get the Jubilee line down to Stratford.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then from Stratford, I get on the Central Line. And it's quite busy. Stratford Shopping Centre, Westfield's there. Christmas time, everyone's out and about. A lot of people with bags and stuff.
Yeah.
I've got my bag from overnight.
Woodford Vahenel.
I'm stood there. A seat comes free about sort of three seats down from where I'm stood. Three, four seats down.
A seat, yeah. Yeah. So some people might have thought you said a Sikh.
Sikh person, he comes free. Yeah. And I said, Kadapaji said Matika.
Yeah.
I said, okay, is a chair free? He went, thank you, Sikh. Okay, now so I'll take the seat.
Seat comes free. You're standing at the end.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I said it. And I start walking towards it.
Yeah.
The door's open because the seat comes free for the stop, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Door's open. Guy gets on.
Yeah. From the other side.
I'm going to say it just so you can all picture it.
Yeah.
And I need to point out.
We're only saying it so you can picture
but
it.
But he was a little brown Indian guy.
Yeah.
Oh, probably about 26, 27 years
oh,
old.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Glasses.
Yeah.
Glasses.
Yeah.
Short.
Look like he hasn't shaved.
Fresh off a beard.
Had a bit of a beard.
Yeah.
Fresh because when he spoke, I realised he's fresh, right?
Right.
Okay.
Excuse me. A bit coldy today. Right. And then, so he's there. And he comes steaming on quickly, right?
Yeah.
I am making my way to the chair.
Yeah.
To the extent that because of my bag, I've turned around because I'm going to put my bag between my legs. So sit down.
So it's a slow turn. Slow turn.
As I turn around, he just dives straight into the chair.
Oh, he sat down before you. That's because the music stopped. You didn't hear it, bro.
Yeah, it was musical chairs.
Yeah.
And I turned around, I went, and he stayed looking down on his phone. Right? And I laughed out loud because it was just so.
He done you there. Yeah, he done you on the move.
He kinda
this is something Kedge would do.
Right.
No.
This
no.
is something Kedge would do.
No, I wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't. He'd just let someone else in.
I don't normally sit on a tube anyway.
Yeah, no, I don't sit on the tube. I don't go on the tube.
Right. So I got annoyed.
Yeah.
I got annoyed because recently, you know, just driving around, people are cutting you up. Mm. Like you say, things are changing here. Everything's getting more expensive. I'm like,
NFG.
Where's the Muslim life? Where's the good people gone? You know, like, what's this kid doing? And then, because obviously he's looking at his phone, I bent down to make eye contact. I went, you're right, bruv. I said, did you want the chair?
Oh, you've gone for him.
I said, did you want the chair that badly? I said, you wanted it that badly? And he went, what? I went,
what?
He said, what? I went, you came. What, bro? I said, bro. I said, life. I said, we're all part of a community.
Here we go, story.
I did. I went, in this life. I said, this is all a community. I said, we all get on
yeah.
to kind of get by.
Yeah.
I said, if you really want the chair that bad, I said, no problem.
Yeah.
Enjoy the chair.
Yeah.
I said, but you haven't got to do that. He goes, you could see I was on my phone. I wasn't looking.
Yeah.
And I went, your ignorance of not looking.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse for why you came steaming to the chair.
Yeah.
I said, I think you know exactly what you did.
Yeah, of course you did.
And I said, but you enjoy the chair. It doesn't mean that much to me.
No.
I said, and then this guy, lovely sort of Nigerian guy, almost kind of gave me like pasta, like not pasta, the
pasta.
Food.
Pasta.
Like a reverend vibes.
Oh,
you know, reverend, like
pasta.
Religion. Did you say pasta or pasta?
Okay.
Firstly.
Yeah.
Either way. No, not the food. Religious.
Macaroni.
Yeah. Yeah. He gave me that, and he was really sweet, instantly good energy, and he's about two chairs down.
Right.
And he goes to me, you can have my chair. I said, no. I said, honestly, I'm all right. I'm not even that bothered. I'm going to get up in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not bothered about the chair. I said, it's the principle.
Yeah, oh,
and I'm looking at him.
Look at Tommy educating, right? Educating the people.
Right. And then I thought,
round of applause, actually. Round of applause. I think that needed to be said.
But you got to remember, because I think we are all capable of this, and particularly fellas. I'm going to talk to the fellas here, right?
Yeah.
We are two people. We are... You know, even like when we're being a parent.
What two people are you?
Yeah, I'm the one who's kind of, hey, this is wrong what you did.
Yeah.
You know what you did.
Mm.
And therefore, you know what? Be aware of it. Let's not be that way in the future. Yeah. Sense of community.
No, but didn't you want to just bust his clart as well?
That's the other person in
okay.
me.
Right.
That was the Punjabi from East London who's 6'2", who's looking at this guy who's 5'5".
Knee in the head. Knee in the head.
What makes you think in the animal kingdom your pussy on, you're going to stay in the seat and then fuck you up? You know, like, I want that.
You know what I mean?
And grab him by the neck.
Move.
And throw him to the other side of the carriage and go, jata, yeah, jata. And then play a Sindhu Muswala song on a speaker on my phone for the whole, you know, like that. And, but that guy didn't come out.
No.
But in,
no, you behaved.
But then you afterwards, you feel like,
how many more can you educate? Yeah, do you know what I mean? I love that you decided to give a sermon on the train at this time.
He did give a sermon.
No, and then I felt bad.
There was a pastor around.
Holy Mary.
And then the reverend again looked at me and then he went, you can have my seat. And I went, honestly, sir,
I don't need your seat.
And then
seat.
I moved out. I still went back to standing where I was standing, right? And then the guy, the lovely reverend, he mouthed, because he said it twice.
Yeah.
He went, are you sure you don't want to sit down? Like he mouthed, like right. you can sit over here.
Yeah.
Right? And I went, honestly, it's fine. It's totally fine. It's totally fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And then he didn't look up again. That little bit.
Question.
Yeah.
Did you go for him because he was a brown man?
When he started speaking.
Yeah.
Yes.
If that was a young black kid.
Or a white guy.
I would have said it still, right?
Okay.
But when he started speaking, and he goes, what? He went to me.
He gave you
You can see
he
that I was on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wasn't looking.
But so, that's a you problem,
but I went,
dickhead.
I said you're lying because you were looking because you've gone straight for the chair.
Yeah, you were looking.
You know what you're doing.
Yeah, you know what you're doing.
You just come with that kind of desi energy of like me first. I will get to the front.
It is that sort of doggy dog kind of vibe, isn't it? That you are born with when you're in India because there are so many people you have to fight for everything.
But in that moment, I ain't gonna lie, I realize it's a cultural thing.
Yes,
I'm British. I would never do that. I don't think a Brit would run for a chair.
No, they do. They do. You can.
No, they don't.
You can.
Brits don't. If you're British born, you don't do that. I think that is a foreign mentality thing.
He's gone there.
No, okay. I'm saying because it's a different set of etiquette, different set of rules. People talk about what does it mean to be British. British people.
It's manners.
Not all
it's British. Not
no,
all.
Not all. Of course not all. But not all anyone is anything.
Correct.
Right? And so I hate when people say that. People are going to go, oh, we're not all like that. I'm like, no, nobody is
all like
anything.
That, no.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're all
yeah.
different. But in general, you can see, like you can say like, oh, Kenyan people, they're really good at running long distance.
Yes.
You can say that. That's a stereotype.
Yeah. Not all Kenyans.
Not all Kenyans. Some of them can't. You know,
my dad's Kenyan. He can't run.
Right. You know, it's
he's not a runner.
He don't even run the bath.
Yeah.
He don't run a tap.
Yeah.
No. Hey, Dad, get running. He's got a piss off.
Yeah. Tommy said you should be able to run.
You're a letdown of Kenyans.
You can
make these statements in a positive way, but as soon as you say anything like a little bit critical, you're
but
like, I'm just saying.
It is about the human attitude. You're right. The human attitude.
Like we actually say when we would go to the airports and stuff, if you're lining up to go through the airport security in India, if you leave a gap,
he's on your ass.
Someone will go in the gap.
He's in your crack.
And I get it. I tell you why I understand, but let me justify it as well. When you're in a nation of 1.5 or 1.6, 1.7 billion people, whatever.
No, that's not an excuse. No, I'm not having that as an
excuse. There's someone who's always out to take your place somewhere.
No.
That's a fact.
No, that is sad. That is.
It's a mentality. It's 1.7 billion.
It's a mental way of life in another country.
I'm not having that. And there's loads of other places that are really populated. They don't behave like animals. Okay, I'm not having that. I mean, I'm not having that.
Okay,
but anyway,
that is just down to them being ignorant and stupid. Like, yeah. just relax. Take your time.
Just to quickly say, because when he spoke in an accent, I felt more upset. How you apologize on behalf of Kolkata people for Messi? I felt like I got to tell this kid. This ain't the done thing, mate. Like, even the way sometimes Desi's drive. And I'm going to say it, brown women are the worst.
This guy wants a reform letter through the post.
If you live in a Desi area.
He's the one who posted it to you.
I'm a bit tired today. I'm sending it back to him. I'm tired, I'm a bit right. Plus, I've got to go to Glasgow in the morning. And I'm like, flipping. I came back from Manchester today. I've got Glasgow tomorrow night. Anyway, right? But brown, if you're going to get cut up by anyone, if you're going to be like, if you give someone away, and I would say, I would love to have the statistic. I'd have to have done the research. Like the chances of a brown woman not saying thank you for giving away are higher than any other.
Okay.
I think they don't.
Well, I'm going to do that as a market research.
Older brown women.
For one, let's do that as a market research.
You know what? Honestly, this week has confused me. There's a bunch of Indians in India throwing chairs, and this guy's trying to nick the chair. So, like, you know, what is it with chairs and brown people?
Saddle chair. That's the problem. That's all the chairs everywhere.
More chairs. But it's funny because you were talking about, you know, showing a bit of compassion from this guy on the train and everything like that. I was at the Christmas party for work.
And so
you know, it was Talk Sport, it was Virgin Radio, it was Talk Radio, and Jeremy Carr was there. Now, Pete, if you're on the WhatsApp group, you would have seen that a picture was posted of Jeremy Carr looking very angry because there's a massive red stain. It's a red wine stain.
What is this on our WhatsApp group, Kedge?
It's on the Brownload WhatsApp group,
Anyone can join it.
Anyone can join it. Brilliant. Have a look. It's where all the stuff that we wouldn't post anywhere else would go on. And you put some content up there from the football game as well. There's always some funny, hilarious videos and messages going up on there. But I had a moment where I was talking to one of the senior guys there. And Jeremy Carl is one of those kind of guys that, you know, you've all seen him from his shows and everything like that. If he's got something in his head, he'll just come and speak to you, right? He doesn't really wait for anyone else to finish their conversation. So he just came up and went and spoke and wanted to speak to this guy that I was speaking to. But as I was already speaking to him, my hands were moving because I was articulating, and I just happened to be that I knocked his glass of
You knocked his glass? Okay.
Onto his shirt. And it was
the Jeremy Carl's shirt.
Mate, honestly, I literally had diarrhea.
So the man who deals with confrontations, arguments, fighting, the man who's articulate enough to tear you apart verbally.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought, oh my God. And I absolutely bottled it. I thought, because you can go either way. You know, Christmas party, he was wearing a pure, proper, nice white shirt. Yeah, proper expensive.
But that's a him problem.
Oh.
He started like he was angry. I got well scared.
Why? It was his fault.
He was like, I can't believe you just ruined my expensive shirt. And I thought, you know, as it is, only Indian there. He just, you know what I thought? Here we go.
Sorry, sir. I have things for you, sir.
Yeah. I'll go drunk in it now.
But he was very funny about it. And then he goes, oh, Kedge, don't worry. I'm going to sue you, so it'll be fine. Yeah. And so anyway.
He's not lying.
No. Well, I bumped into him today and he goes, I'm still suing you, Kedge. I'm still suing you. But the funny thing was, someone managed to capture this moment where I'm laughing in the background and he's looking like really annoyed. Yeah. And then it got printed out like on A3 and it was put on the kitchen fridge at work. Isn't this the best picture of the year? Because everyone goes, someone like Kedge has just grounded and shut Jeremy Carl up.
Shut down.
So I was there seen as a bit of a hero. Then I said,
putting red wine on the man who's probably been in so many confrontational situations, but never had a wine glass thrown.
No.
But then
because it was up there,
he's had loads of cards thrown at him, isn't it?
Yeah,
cards.
Yeah, then when they give like the result, and then they just
need the
pregnancy ones. Then they stuck in the fridge. I thought, you know what? As an Asian now, because obviously some people might have thought, oh, this is a bit bullying and harassing Kedge. So I just made it a joke, going, why don't we have the best caption award? And let's see what people come up with. And I started off with it first, saying, this is why we need to stop the boats.
Wow.
But because I said that, the white people loved it.
Yeah, good.
And then it just started flowing after that.
Okay.
But I just thought, but sometimes we've got to do that.
Somebody took a picture, screenshot of your joke, sent it to HR, and now Kedge is out of Virgin Radio.
No.
It's like history repeating itself.
Yeah, no. But it was, well, no, but I'm helping him. Do you know what I mean? But it was just, you know, I just thought it was a bit of compassion, and he just took it all in his stride, and he was absolutely fine about it. And I just think, you know what? That's what it's got to be about, isn't it? You just, you know, what's it to him if I ruin his £100 shirt? No.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But you just need, you know, he could have got angry. It's no point. It's Christmas. Be nice.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just be nice.
And as you said, look, he came and joined like your conversation wanted to.
Exactly.
And you knocked him. That's his fault.
Exactly.
But be
exactly.
careful.
I'm
it?
Glad you saw that. Yeah, 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 yeah. So there was that. And the other thing is, guys, you know, I was witness to Boyzone today, and I met them and I hung out with them for quite a bit today because they were on the Chris Evans breakfast show.
Yeah.
You know what?
Are they still going?
Well, they've come back together for the final sort of what do you call it? One off gig at the Emirates, but now they've gone on to second day because they sold out the first one. But that's it, and it's only 40,000 capacity at the Emirates, only. Like for a capacity. No, only. No, not like that. But like, you know, for a gig, they were chatting to Chris, and I was kind of getting a bit sad for that. I mean, I wasn't a big Boyzone fan or anything like that.
I can't remember what did they do? What was their songs?
I can't remember.
Fly Without Wings.
Only Words.
No, that's Westlife, I think.
No,
that's Boyzone. Yeah.
I think I'm picturing Ronan Keating.
That's a tune.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a tune. Ronan Keating looks brilliant, though. He looks great still. But you know what? I just felt a bit sad because I just thought, firstly, I thought, why Desi's never got a boy band?
Oh, God.
Oh, Kedge, we're
not no,
this
no, 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 hold on. No. Because the legacy
I'm
that they've
this
got.
Conversation.
But you know, I felt really sad
One
for them.
One Direction?
We do have boy bands. Up Nass and Geek.
Yeah. DCS,
DCS.
Okay, all right.
But we don't have boys.
But you know, like,
ours are better.
Yeah, Sahotas.
But you know, the interesting thing was, he goes, they're Irish, and he goes, they wanted to have their final show in Ireland. He goes, no one in Ireland wanted to host it.
Yeah,
and that really hurt me. I thought, why? That's sad. He goes, they just they thought no one's going to come and watch you.
Fair play.
So they had to come to the Emirates. So
you have to accept that, though, kid, in life.
Maybe they're not here, like.
But when Chris said, oh, why don't you go to a big stadium, like, you know, go for a big arena?
Because
they went.
No one
they
wants
said,
to see us.
No one wants to see us.
Yeah,
I feel so sad for
why
them.
Why do you feel sad for them?
They're Boyzone, bruv.
Yeah.
So.
But see, it's a bit like. I would.
You don't think they can sell out an arena?
No.
Clearly they can't.
No, I think they should be proud of selling what they did. Because if you think about it, even like
mate,
I was
saying, about, '90s. They were the people,
bro.
You can't compare it to the rest of them.
So last week, obviously, I said I was at that old school concert. It was, you know, Toni Braxton and all those lot. Those are all big names in their own rights. They couldn't sell out the stadium. No. They had to come together and do it.
Yeah.
Even at Robbie Williams' concert, he brought out five. Get on up. When you're
them guys, five couldn't do that by themselves.
Bro, five, I don't think they could sell out 500 seat room. I mean that.
It's, five.
Yeah, they'd be lucky to sell out Scala, wouldn't it?
Yeah. People say all the time.
They wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't sell
no, they
out
wouldn't.
Scala.
No. Honestly,
they wouldn't.
It's hard. I had to gig constantly for about 3 years to sell out a 500 seat room.
Wow.
And that means building it up. Going to that area six, seven, eight times. And then going for the big room and going, solo show, who wants to come?
Wow.
And then we did it in Hayes, in West London.
Wow.
But anyway. It takes, you got to cry. And they've not been out and about. They've not been out and about.
And you know what? They went through a lot of tough periods as well. And they spoke about it quite openly. They were saying, like, you know, the three of them, like, they, you know, they'll be out. And then Roland said that it got to the end of their world tour. And he goes, it was just a toxic place. And I didn't want to hang out with these guys. And they had separate changing rooms for the first time and all this. And the other one said, well, Shane said, well, I was gutted that I didn't know about all of this.
But now they all ran out of money and came back.
Yeah.
Well,
tax bill. No,
of course they did.
Maybe
this guy's like trying to he's
no,
a dreamer.
yeah,
maybe
reality,
maybe.
Mate.
And on a flip,
they're broke.
On the
they've
flip
got
side,
no work going on. Let's go on tour.
Yeah, and you know who's
it is sad,
but you know who's done the opposite of that and made it work is someone like Craig David, who's gone out and about doing those gigs where
he's charging
DJing
dough,
and singing, DJing and singing,
so
DJing
expensive.
And singing.
He's charging dough.
You know it's going to be a great night. It'd be Craig David
because he's a DJ,
singing live, DJing, dropping the tunes, playing the garage, playing R&B, playing hip-hop.
Yeah.
And then he can go, all right, yeah, can you feel me? He can do all that live over it.
Yeah.
And it works.
People love that.
It works. So well done, Craig.
Okay. And then there's someone else who was used to selling, it was packed out events and arenas and all of that is P. Diddy, who we're going to talk about because it's the things we have watched.
I haven't watched it yet.
Me and Sacha watched it.
Yeah, don't tell me what
happened. Can I just say, this
does he get done for it?
You've got to watch it. You've got to watch it.
You've got to watch it.
Because they're now saying, because P. Diddy's people are now trying to get it removed from Netflix, Tommy. So you better hurry up.
Yeah, get on it.
Get on it quickly before you miss out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Do you know what? It's an interesting watch because there's a lot of stuff in there that I didn't know about him from his early days.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the guy was a bit of an F up back then. Like, you know, before he even got to, like, you know, Bad Boy and, you know, Interscope and whatever, all of this kind
did
of...
Did you think...
He was doing some dumb shit back then.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
But, like, you know, because he was like a promoter and started doing his own parties. I thought, because I always compare things to, like, you know, where Asians are in this and how far we've done. But I think... As Asians, we got to that level of P. Diddy where he was just promoting parties. We've got many of those promoter Asians. But then none of these Asians then turned into a big P. Diddy and created a scene.
No one wants to be a P. Diddy.
No, no, no. But like what he did, P. Diddy created a scene. Do you know what I mean? And he did all of that. And I mean, I get it. He was a narcissist and he wanted to be the star of the show and all of that. And he was like, almost jealous of his artist that he had.
Yeah.
But I just thought, as Asians, we had loads of potential P. Diddy type people who could create the scene, but no one created the scene for us.
I think, no, Kedge, there was a scene back then, but then it just fizzled out. It happens. There's nothing you can do about
that. But no, but P. Diddy didn't let it fizzle out. He got it bigger and bigger.
But that's because he was doing some really dumb shit as well. So you can't give him all praise. Because,
No, you can't give him
praise. Look, at the end of the day, when you watch it, I don't want to give you 2 minutes. He didn't pay anyone. That's why everyone left him.
No one.
And do you know what? It came back to, and I thought, do you know what? This is like
the biggest non-payment.
This is like a Desi running a place.
It did remind me of
places
we worked and people we worked for. The biggest one was the not paying Biggie.
Not paying Biggie, not paying Craig Mack, 112 left, Mace didn't want to work with him. Everyone, the whole roster
and
left.
And you know how you pay? You know, he didn't pay for Biggie's funeral.
Yeah.
You know who paid for Biggie's funeral?
Who?
Biggie.
He took it out of the earnings of the album that was going to come out after.
Wow.
Honestly, it's a really good documentary.
It's brilliant.
Four-parter. I'd say, like, you know, the first episode's really sort of like back in the day stuff, like he came big.
And then it rolls.
Second episode was a lot about Tupac and Biggie, which is great episode.
And
I think that's probably my favourite.
There's stuff
episode
in there that's never been played out before on TV and stuff, which is incriminating.
And then the third episode was about how sort of Bad Boy grew after Biggie.
And the whole Cassie story as well.
No, that was like more four. Episode four was all mostly about Cassie and
amazing.
Bad. Honestly, it was bad.
I want to see. I love entrepreneurial stuff. And what I always rated P. Diddy for was that entrepreneurial spirit. The fact that they're building it up.
Something there where he was clever how to do it, but he did it the wrong way.
Mad.
But
isn't this not a testament, right? When you look at life like this, it's always the wrong people that do things the wrong way that get the success. They even said, they say the first few millions you make are never done legit.
Yeah.
It's always done a bit dodgy. Yeah. And even I've heard before I get sued for it, that Trump was notorious for not paying people at the start.
No, watch it.
Because he was
film.
A construction
watch
company.
That film.
What's that film?
Have you seen it, Kedge?
What film?
The film.
Oh, the Trump one. No, yeah, I've not seen that, no.
Tommy, watch
The Apprentice
that
is a very good film as well, yeah.
There's a lot of dodginess and wrongness, and everyone knows that. But something I watched, by the way, did they talk about all the naughtiness?
The
parties.
Last part. It's all there.
Okay.
It's wild. Look, one of that guy, the guy who's producing his latest album. My God, he
Mad,
woke up.
There's some honestly.
He woke up and he goes, sometimes it were girls, sometimes it was Diddy.
Yeah.
Sometimes I was very sore.
Yeah.
I don't even know what happened.
Yeah. Honestly, it's wild.
Oh my
wild.
Like they were telling you things, but they were not telling you things.
Oh my.
He's talking about stuff that they were putting in the baby oil.
What? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, which I didn't know. It was a bit of a thing I learned.
The scene with the gigolo. My God.
Tommy, you need to watch it, honestly.
My God.
All
I'm saying is 50 Cent went in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, not literally.
No.
Like, he put his 50 Cent in. Put it that way.
Right. Well, the thing I watched was Naked Gun, the film with Liam Neeson.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, it's Naked Gun.
Yeah, Naked Gun. They've done a reversion with Liam Neeson.
Pamela
Anderson's in it. Me and my dad watched it. It's just me and him. Saturday night.
Your dad would have loved it.
And we giggled our way through it. Perfect.
What was the best scene in it for you?
I like all the stupid stuff, right? So there's a scene where it's a silhouette.
The silhouette.
No, someone looking through the window and it's Liam Neeson, Pamela Anderson and a dog. And it looks like they're up to all sorts and they're like...
Naughty stuff.
Yeah, it's quite Austin Powers, I thought, at some points.
For me, the best scene was near the beginning when it's... So you've got all the kids of the previous people who were in Naked Gun.
Yeah.
And then you've got the kid of O.J. Simpson. And he looks at his picture because everyone's picking up their dad.
He walks off. So they're all like remembering their dad. And actually, there was a lot
Liam
of nice
Neeson,
nods to the old one.
As in Taken fella.
Yeah. And now, you know, he's still kind of...
So he's the son now. He's the son of the other Leslie... What's his name?
Leslie Nielsen.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he plays his son in this. But it's good. Look, it was a good, easy, silly watch.
Easy watch.
But really one for the old school heads, if you like that kind of...
Never seen it.
Guess where I'm going this weekend? Avatar 3. How long is the film? Sat, you ready for this? 3 hours 20.
Wow.
How are you... Kedge, how are you doing... Why are you doing this? Is there an intermission?
No.
Multiple?
It's all the way in. It's going to have to be a large popcorn. It's going to have to be nachos. It's going to have to be the large drink.
You better train your bladder, mate.
Yeah. It's going to have to be a pre-film duty, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
Because anything, 3.5 hours, you can't...
3 hours 20, baby.
Take a doll with you to piss in it. Like, well, you, do you know what I mean? Like, what? How can you... How is this possible?
It's
you're
going to
get like that.
Though.
Do you know when you sit on the plane for too long, you're going to get that?
Sore bum.
Yeah, you're going
to... Numb bum.
Yeah, you're going to get like chafe. Bed sores.
Yeah, piles.
Yeah. Right, no, that'd be epic though.
Who gives a shit
be
about good. Avatar?
No.
Still,
this is the trilogy. This is the third part.
People
partner.
Are still watching these blue animals on TV.
Well, no, there's fire now, so they're changing colour.
And honestly, all about the immersive. I want to just big up one other little immersive thing on that
go on.
And I am not an art gallery person, so I'm not even trying to play. Yeah. Oh, guys, I went to an art gallery. It was amazing. Yeah. But the Lowry Theatre, Lowry Gallery,
yeah,
the Lowry Theatre, right near Old Trafford.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Okay.
They had the 3D 360 room, and they've got a picture that Lowry did of match day.
He
talks about match day being an amazing thing. And it is. You know when everyone's arriving at a stadium?
Yeah.
And then they basically, so you're in this box, there's a picture of the painting, and then they zoom in on it. So when you're in the box, it just looks, it's like the closest thing to the eye in, is it the eye, the globe? What's it called in Vegas? That 360?
The sphere.
It's kind of like a box version of that. And then the painting gets in, and then you're in, and you're amongst it, and the floor's moving. You feel like you're going to fall over.
Yeah.
It was honestly so good. The immersive stuff as well. So I think when you're in an Avatar, you're watching all that. The colours,
with the glasses on,
the glasses.
It's banging.
Lose
3D,
yourself
you're
in
the
screen.
Because the part two was in the water. I felt like I was swimming. Honestly, it was incredible.
Not sure about that.
Right.
Yeah. The thing that I saw was, by the way, Rob and Romesh versus.
Oh,
have you seen that?
Bollywood one.
There's a new series.
I always seem to catch one. Repeats of everything.
Episode one is where they go to Bollywood in Mumbai. Honestly.
It looks so funny.
It is hilarious.
Oh, I've got to watch
hilarious.
That. Hilarious.
Very, very good.
Is that when they're in the acting class?
Yes.
Right, I saw that clip come up.
Yeah. Okay, no, the rest of it's good as well.
Okay, good.
There is some really sick stuff that happens.
Okay.
As in, bleh, sick.
Oh, nasty.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
Is Ranveer singing it?
No.
Okay.
No.
Ranveer Singh.
And you know what? They're genuinely good friends.
Which is nice. And they're very funny.
Yeah.
They are very funny. I like their banter that they have because they're very clever. And the other thing that I saw, and this was a bit weird because it was Sunday night and I was at home and I was like, I wanted to watch something on Netflix, but I wanted to watch a film. I didn't want to sit there and watch the Diddy documentary. Yeah. I wanted to watch a film. And then, you know, like it comes up on your thing, like, you
suggested.
Know, maybe, suggest this. And it was a Keira Knightley film.
Oh, God, what was that?
Go on.
The Woman in Cabin 10.
Saj.
Sometimes you really surprise me.
Do you know what? Put it on. It's not bad. It's like a thriller. It's a thriller.
Yeah.
Is it old or new?
No, it came out this year.
Wow.
It was all right. It was all right.
What was it? Cabin number
10. I'll tell you why
it drew me in straight away.
Because Keira Knightley.
No, the whole thing was set on this... The best yacht I've seen in my life.
Oh, wow.
Like a super yacht.
I love those.
Okay.
Tommy, just watch it for that.
Yeah, I will.
It's a thriller.
Yeah, it's a thriller about something that happens on the yacht. And do you know what? It's good.
Out of 10. Straight up, out of 10. Don't think about it.
Oh, no. Good. 6.5, 7.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So don't bust.
And that's
6.5, 7 for Satch. You would go, Brobs, it's a 9 out of 10. It's a 9 out of 10. Why can't Desi's make films like this? That's what you'd be all like.
It's a proper thriller. All set on the yacht.
Okay.
She's like a reporter.
Okay.
Something happens on the yacht and she's the only one that sees what happens. It's good. It's like a good sort of murder mystery kind of thing.
Nice. Okay.
It's not bad. Not bad. Didn't mind it.
Right. Things we learn.
Right.
I'm going to go first. My one is, and this is, I think, people are going to be getting onto this more and more as we go further and deeper into this AI world. Because now,
your digital pelvis.
Do you know what? By the way, I'm struggling to find clips of you to go into.
There's been some gems. But this is a great one. This is a great one. Are you ready for this?
The other
one,
podcast,
right?
He does.
There's a new browser tool that lets you freeze the internet in 2022, so that you escape any AI generated content.
Oh, okay. So you can almost change your Google searches and Bing or anything else to a 2022 setting, which is pre AI.
So it blocks.
Is that when AI really started?
It blocks anything created after November the 30th, which is when ChatGPT was released to the mass.
I'm using that a lot nowadays.
Yeah.
So basically, what people are saying is that it felt more human, right, before 2023. And I think a lot of people are going to get onto this because it's getting to the point now. Today, my auntie, she's in India. She sent a video of herself doing Kathak dancing. We've never seen her do Kathak in our life.
Oh, right? She AI'd it.
She's AI'd it. My mum's messaging, going, wow, that's so good. It's so good here in India. You're learning what they're doing. Yeah. I'm like, mum, what are you doing?
It's not real.
Mum's not real. And I had to explain to her that this is, like, you can do this now with any still photograph.
Someone made an AI video.
People are going boggling now.
Yeah.
We'll find it.
I don't really, I'm not jumping, I'm generally not as excited about things like that. Like, even like people are going, oh, have you heard the 50 Cent in a blues style song? You know, they've done it in a
yeah, I don't know.
And all that. And everyone goes, isn't that amazing? I mean, it's amazing. But as soon as you tell me it's AI, it loses the amazing. Mm. It's like someone saying, oh, look at that view. And I go, oh, wow, that's a, look at this picture. It's me by the beach, right? I go, that's amazing. How was it? You go, oh, no, it's not really. It's AI. I'm like, well, then
You know there's some AIs. You know the AIs that you can chat to and talk to a lot?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so
we've got
to
pay for that.
No, you can get free ones. They've got there's one in particular. There's a setting where you can choose the type of intonation you want it to use. So not only can you change it from male voice, female voice, American, English, and all of that.
You can do that in ChatGPT, can't you?
Yeah, you can also change it to sexy time.
Oh.
So what? Like, so as you, so if you, you go, go, oh.
If you go, hey, how are you? You go, how are you, babes? And it starts flirting with you.
Right.
And that conversation then goes so different.
Wow.
Like, and people now are doing this.
Are you hearing about people having relationships with AI because they can talk to you? Because it's flirting back. Yeah, it's there was a girl, actually, a woman. What? I swear it's an Indian.
I'm going to show you, I can't do the show now, but I'm going to show you one video of this robot. And the way this man is like holding her lips and then kisses her.
A robot.
She is so realistic. It's wild.
Yeah.
Right.
But okay.
And the way she's flirting with him, you've got to see that.
That's weird.
I saw a video this week when they put two AI things on a phone next to each other.
Oh, yeah. That's a brilliant video.
So it's a guy wanting to go and it will go, and it asks it a question. And then obviously it goes, yeah, sure. I'm happy to assist you anytime. Just let me know when you need me. Then it goes to the other one and goes, what? That's great. So you just let me know when you need me and I can do that. I can do it. And it just keeps going. And it goes on.
Oh, no, but on. So there's another video where there's three phones.
They keep talking to each other, right?
And one of them's acting as if it's calling up a call center. And the other one's talking to it as if it's the, you know, helping. Mm. And then they figure out they're both AI. And then they change the language.
To what?
No one knows.
Gujarati.
They go into their own language.
No, that's a fix.
Do you know what this is like? Do you know when you call up a Chinese restaurant and an Indian restaurant, and then you put
same
thing.
You know,
same thing.
Whoever thought of that? Because that wind up, if ever you've seen it, when they do,
he's the best.
It's two takeaways. And so one of them,
two Chinese takeaway people.
Yeah, two Chinese.
I think but you start off by saying, "Oh yeah, can I take an order?" And
he
got to start. They end up sort of repeating.
But because they're not fluent in English, that's why it works.
Oh, but fantastic.
Anyway,
things you learn.
Go on.
The thing that I learned, and you know, this got nothing to do with AI because it was, made in 1984.
Oh.
Quickly, before I get onto it, what's your favourite Christmas song, boys?
Oh, I probably...
Driving Home for Christmas.
Well, yeah, that's up there. But I think I like Shakin' Stevens. I'm going to just say it this week because when I heard it, Merry Christmas. It just
video is wild.
Yeah, but I suddenly remembered school.
Yeah,
like junior school. I was like, oh wow,
barreled,
like, real nostalgic. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so Shakin' Stevens, and what do you
Driving
say?
Home Driving for Home Christmas. For Christmas.
Yeah, for me, it's got to be Last Christmas. It's a
classic.
1984. Made it in August. August 1984, 21 years old, George Michael.
Hmm.
He wrote, produced, sung, and played every instrument in the song.
Wow.
Wow.
Did you know that?
Good on him.
Mind blown.
That is talent.
What a handsome chap as well.
Yeah, very much so. And I am...
I couldn't believe it. Played every instrument.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's, bruv.
That's when you had real musicians.
Yeah, brilliant.
Did I send it to you, that video of him getting interviewed by Paula Yates? It's George
on
Michael.
The Big Breakfast.
No, it's Paula Yates on The Big Breakfast. Yeah. The one who used to do the interviews on the bed.
On the bed, yeah.
Right, but it's Paula Yates interviewing him. at the recording of Live Aid.
Oh, I saw that documentary.
Oh, I've seen that documentary. Yeah,
but there's a little bit where Paulie, where he goes, she goes, oh, how are you feeling, George? He goes, oh, I get a bit nervous when like there's lots of people around, right? And she goes, oh, so this might be the Christmas number one. And he goes, yeah, but we're trying to get our fourth Christmas number one as well.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, have you written a song? He goes, yeah, I have. And she goes, oh, what's it called? He goes, it's called Last Christmas. And he's talking about it. I'm like, and I'm sitting there watching the video thinking, if only you knew what Last Christmas was going to go on and do.
Yeah.
And she goes, oh, how's it go? And he goes, oh, I'll do a little bit of it. He goes, Last Christmas. And he sort of sings it quickly. I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. He goes, that's what you're going to get. Yeah. That's what you're going to get. And I'm like, oh my God. Like it was, that was legendary. You cementing your legendary status. Okay. My little thing I learned is sponsored by Pete, who is the owner of Gunchen's restaurant in Gants Hill.
Yeah.
Basically he told you.
Yeah, he told me, but I'm gonna let him have I'm gonna make his one my one. Because he told us this over the bit of cake that he just brought up. And generally, while the house is being done up, Pete's been very generous by giving us the restaurant and all this food all year round. He's a lovely guy. So this is for you, Pete. Thank you for everything you've done this year. But his things we've learned is that...
No, he learned it.
Yeah, he learned it. I nearly learned it. I tell you why. Because this week, I was writing for a game I was playing with an audience, song titles.
Right.
And because it was a little piece of paper, I wrote Last Xmas for Last Christmas, a song. Mm. Or, you know, anything with a Christmas in the title. I wrote Xmas. Mm. And then as I wrote it, I thought, actually, that's a bit disrespectful, isn't it?
It is a bit, isn't it?
Mm. Right? Because I'm replacing the word Christ with an X. And I thought, if that was a Desi thing, people would get upset.
Yeah,
if you change the name of the Lord or one of the prophets or one of the gyanis or the gurus, you know, with an abbreviation, people would get upset.
Yeah.
So I thought I shouldn't really do that. I should write Christmas. And I just thought Christmas, it was done, the X was done because it's like a crisscross.
Yeah.
It just sounds Chris.
Gonna make
cross,
it up.
Like it's an abbreviation like that. But Pete's thing that he learned, that he shared with us, was that the X in Greek history is the letter for Christ.
Oh.
So that I think it's because it probably represents a cross at an angle.
Yeah.
Or but the cross, the X, is symbolic of Christ. Therefore, you can say, in a way, Xmas, because that is what represented in Greek history as well. So thank you, Pete. Like the X represent Christ. There you go.
By the way, next week's episode, when you listen to it, is going to come out on Christmas Day, which is quite interesting, isn't it?
What a present.
Well, no, you can get up. You get up. No, you get up when you're cooking and start. That's it. You're away.
Can I also just quickly say, does that video of Dapusia?
Yeah.
It's gone mental, man.
Yeah, I know.
Almost hit 100K views.
I got to an event on Saturday. Some guy came and goes, hello, Mr. Funny. I went, oh, hello, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Funny.
Yeah, I get
you're in the Mr. Men.
Yeah, you're Mr. Men.
I get that. So many Tonys and Bobbies. Hello, Tony. Oh, Mr. Sidhu. I went, and I don't even credit him. I go, yeah, you're right. Honestly, Gary. You get Gary a lot now.
Gary.
Because of Gary Sandu.
Gary Sandu.
And I feel like saying, he's like, no.
Yeah, just forget.
I was going, you're right.
No hope.
Yeah,
you're the guy that just walked on the tube and sat down.
Yeah.
If that's him.
If they don't say it in front of anybody else, I let it go. But it's only because other people look up and go, he just called you Gary or whatever. So, no. This guy came up.
I called him Margaret.
Yeah, yeah. This guy came in. He goes, oh, I've just been sent a video by you. Yeah. I went, all right. I said, what? And he opened the phone up and it was that. He goes, Tapusia.
Yeah.
Oh, so there you go. So now it's been going around on WhatsApp. It's being sent to people. Yeah. Man. So thank you for sharing the love of the Brownlow. Thank you for sharing the love all this year round. So next week, where are we? Are we together?
We are.
We're going to record a live on next week.
Yeah.
And then the following. So are we doing. When is the best of?
The best of will be the week after that.
The best of the year.
Yeah.
And little clips of it. Lovely stuff. So we'll see you for a live one next week. Laters.
Laters.